Ah, my little photographer. After all this time, I finally get to speak with you, face to face. What do you think, dear? You're finally seeing me with no mask. Was it worth the build-up? Yes, yes, business first. Let us satisfy your quest first, so you can relax. Go on. Get your little camera. Do be sure to capture my good side, won't you? There you are. A face to put over the atrocity. A face you've been chasing for years. Is it everything you expected, my little photographer? Your reporter friend. Oh, right. Yes, I believe we're having him tortured this afternoon. Ooh, I think that's the 20th time someone has shouted, "You're a monster," at me today. Oh, but you do it with such conviction. You still have some fight to you. And that is something that I absolutely adore about you, my dear. I know who you are. Being in my position comes with many perks, and one such perk is information. So when a beautiful creature like you crashes a poker party just to try and bring me to justice, I take notice. Mm-hmm. That was 3 years ago. You're so right, my dear. 3 years on the dot, actually. Happy anniversary, baby. Don't worry about forgetting. I know we're still in the honeymoon phase. Oh, I think we are a couple. I really do. We've been chasing each other for years. We send each other little gifts. Are assassinations not considered gifts any longer? Perhaps I'm a bit out of touch. Regardless, I believe my point still stands, and if it doesn't, then I'd like to propose something. Guards, leave us if you please. I'd like some time alone with my darling. Now, can you stand? Good. Here, my hand. There we are. Mind all the rings. They really are garish, aren't they? Truth be told, I never know what to do with all the damn baubles people throw at me as they plead for their lives. Decided to see how many I could fit on one hand. 12. Is the answer. That gold one on my middle finger is a bit on the stocky side. What do I want with you? Well, first, any food allergies? Preference on proteins? Have you had samosas recently? I'm having dinner prepared for us, my sweet. After all, it's the first time you've been home in, 6 months? Or are we going to ignore the time you scurried about in my vents, trying to find all that icky, nasty intelligence in that boorish little briefcase? Just leaning a bit closer, my dear. Why are you shaking? Oh, no. No, I'd never hurt you. How could I? You've become like a stray cat that scampers by every so often. You hiss and spit and claw and bite, but I still can't help but be fond of you. I can't help wanting to pick you up and snuggle you and feed you until I'm your favorite human. Your only human. Mm-hmm. I am the worst, I know. Bit of hair on your face, love. Bloop. Got it. Now, what were you saying? Something about me being the devil incarnate? Mm-hmm. Have a seat at the table, darling. Don't mind the dogs. I promise they're good boys. I knew you'd be an animal lover. You're so precious and good. Is that why you're fascinated by me? Oh, of course. You want to make the world more aware of me so I'll be brought to justice for my crimes. So smart, sweet thing. So smart. You don't appreciate me staring at you. Oh, but I can't help it, sweetheart. All I've had for several years now is pictures of you. They just don't compare to the real thing. How did I get pictures of you? Oh, well, you can do a lot of things when you're as rich as I am. And have a private investigator with the skills of Sherlock Holmes and the persistence of a bloodhound. He found out all about you. Took him a few months. Very impressive. He's usually done in 3 days, but you gave him a hell of a fight, my darling. Really? You're going to lecture me for invading your privacy? As a war photographer? That was quite the explosive rant. And you've seen such horrifying things that you assume fall solely at my feet. Now tell me, what do you want me to do about it? Stop. And then you would have a rogue militia out there breeding child soldiers and burning homes to the ground to stir up fear. They'd rally, I'd fall, be dragged out as an example, and then whoever led the militia would be seen as a hero for 6 months. And then they'd become an even worse tyrant because all of that love and attention would begin to slip. Paranoia would set in, dissenters would rise, and, well, the merry-go-round continues its dance. Pisses you off that I'm right, doesn't it? You're not stupid, my little sleuth. You know what a power vacuum looks like, and you know for however horrendous my crimes are, the next in line will be even worse. We tyrants always have such big boots to fill, you see. We can't be any less bad than our predecessors because it defeats the entire purpose of rising up. You need to be the boogeyman, the final fucking exit, the last stop before hell. Such is life, I suppose. Sit down, my dear. Let us negotiate. There we are. Now, you have something I desperately want. More than anything, more than my next meal or walk with my pretty pitties, and I think you know what I mean. Yes, you. It must be exciting to have some power over one of the most dangerous, yes, dangerous women on the planet, Oh, of course you find me repulsive. Yet, you write about me so provocatively. We're both obsessed, let us not pretend. My obsession is just more lustful, romantic, desperate, wanton, raging need. It's Rhea. My name. You only know me under my various nicknames, and you've been trying to find out my real name for years, yes? Consider this me showing vulnerability in good faith. See, if you agree to be with me with minimal resistance, you may very well get all you need to bring me down one day. Isn't that your greatest desire, my love? To see me absolutely destroyed and brought to justice? What more could you want? You want me to release your friend without harm, hmm? You're making me jealous, dear. Do I need to be concerned about her having your heart? Oh, she's already married. Wonderful. Thank you for settling my fears, darling. You're so considerate. Such a great communicator. This lobster is excellent. You really should try. Fine. I'll have her released, unharmed. After supper. By any chance, is she afraid of pit bulls? Tremendously, you say. Well, then I'm sure the Pity Pit crew would love to. Fine. You're worth not spooking someone to the point of pissing their pants. Would you pass the butter, please? Thank you, lovely. So nice to finally have you home for supper after so long.